Hello, Summer.
Hello, Summer. Hello, Summer.
Wind.
Rain.
Hello, Storm.
Hello, Sleet.
Hello, Cold.
Hatshoo!
Bless you.
Has anybody got an asp?
Hello. 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 Hello.
What are you doing?
You told me to come on and say hello to the audience.
Not one at a time.
Well, there's only two left. I may as well finish it. Hello. Hello.
Have you come to my bit yet?
I don't know. Which one is she?
In the unlikely event of anyone still listening, welcome to a special summer edition of Hello Cheeky. A bumper bundle of music and song, talent and glamour.
You called. Hi, fans. Dennis, Queen of the Airwaves, King here. I'd just like to say...
Dennis, get off.
Dennis, get off. Thank you. What? No applause? Thank you. I should say so.
I can't see him myself.
Look nearer the floor.
Oh, there he is.
Sweet.
Could we please get on with the show? Just this once, you know, give our guests a sort of proper, decent introduction.
What's got into you?
Nothing. I just thought...
Just a minute, John. What are you getting out of it?
Well, if you must know, I've come to an arrangement.
Oh, yeah.
After the show, Lindsay DePaul's giving me trumpet lessons, and then I'm going to dinner with Kenny Ball.
So near, and yet so far.
Have I done it wrong?
Not yet. I didn't know Lindsay DePaul was on the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Producer decided we wanted a bit of glamour, and Mrs. Mills wasn't available.
Nothing is too good for Mr. Paul. I will weave her a carpet of dreams and lay it at her feet. I will build her a staircase of my desires and take her to paradise. Her lightest whim is my iron law.
It's terribly warm in here. Could someone get me a cup of tea?
Get it yourself, you lazy cow.
You smooth talker.
Can we please get back to the show? I think we should start with a bit of music.
Can't do that. Kenny Ball's on first.
Hand me the introduction megaphone. Ladies and gentlemen, having just burst through a picket line from the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Music, we present Kenny Ball and his jazz band!
Just because my hair is curly, now just because my teeth are pearly, well, because I always wear a smile, like to dress up, yes. Oh, did he just stop? Because, oh, I'm glad I'm living. I like to face all my troubles, sure, with a big smile. Just because she's a lady, I don't mean maybe, baby. That's why they call me Shine. Well, my Shine, my hair is curly. Woo! Baby Shine, well, my teeth are pearly. Well, because I always, always wear a smile, like to dress up. Because I'm living. I like to be doing, to be doing. Well, just because she's a lady, I don't mean maybe, baby. That's why they call me Shine. Well, mama. Thank you.
obvious. Oh, did he to starve, he goes, baby, I'll let him live. I like to face all my troubles, she all would all big smile. Just because she's a lady, I don't mean maybe, maybe. I'm so dead in the world. Shame, my hair is curly. Oh, shame, my teeth are pearly. Well, because I always, always wear a smile.
Good musician, Kenny Ball.
Yeah, good composer, too. He and John Dankworth did a concert at the Albert Hall the other night, playing their own compositions.
Really?
Yeah. First half was all Dankworth's, and the second half was all Kenny's. Load of Kenny's. What?
Throw them some peanuts, somebody. I had some terribly sad news today.
Oh, sorry.
Nicholas Parsons left his brain to science, and by mistake, the hospital came round yesterday and collected it.
Oh, that's sad.
Now, the sad part is nobody's noticed.
A special summer home hint for the handyman.
How to get brown in the sun.
Open the door and say, come on, Brown, it's lovely out here.
Speaking of suntan, I've got some stuff at home, you know. If you put it on you, you go a lovely mahogany colour.
What is it?
Boot polish.
When I marry Lindsay DePaul, I'm going to stop her doing those impressions of Long John Baldry.
What are you talking about?
Well, look at her over there. She's grown a foot taller, had her hair cut and... well, everything.
You fool, that is Long John Baldry.
Well, tell him to stop impersonating my fiancé and give us a song.
Now, look here, Crier. If I don't sing a song soon, I'm going home. I've been waiting 3 days already, and I'm late for an appointment to ignore David Bowie in the lift.
I'm terribly sorry, Baldy.
The name is Baldry.
I'm talking to that idiot over there.
I'm not bald.
No, I'm talking to Junkin.
Oh, I see. Oh.
John, pass me the megaphone. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to stroll down Melody Lane with the post office Tower of Song. The only man in the world capable of singing I've Got You Under My Skin to Vanessa Redgrave, Mr. Long John Baldry.
I was born in East Virginia, North Carolina, did I go? And there I met a fair young lady, and her name I did not know. I don't want no greenback dollar. I don't want no silver chain. All I want is your love, darling. Won't you take me back again? Oh, her hair was black in color, and her cheeks were rosy red. On her breast, she wore white lilies, where I long to lay my head. Now I don't want no greenback dollar. I don't want no silver chain. All I want is your love, darling. Won't you take
back again. I'd rather be in Santa Cala, where the sun refused to shine, than to find, than to find you with another, when you promised to be mine. I don't want no greenback dollar. I don't want no silver chain. All I want is your love, darling. Won't you take me back again? Won't you take me back again? Won't you take me back again? Won't you take me back again?
Thank you. Thank you.
Ow, I'll kill that bloody wasp.
That was a short extract from The Sting.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was my impression of Bobby Crush, and now, by way of a change, I shall play the piano.
What are you going to play?
Jockey's Knock.
What's Jockey's Knock?
Well, it's the same as Postman's Knock, only more horseplay.
I prefer Dustman's Knock.
What's that?
Same as Postman's Knock, only dirtier.
I like Footballer's Knock.
What's that?
Same as Postman's Knock, but you get an action replay.
I prefer Surgeon's Knock.
What's that?
You go into a room with a girl and stay there till she says cut it out.
These jokes are to be published next month in a special 4-page booklet, which also includes the wit and wisdom of Ian Paisley.
And two of the pages are blank.
Other BBC publications to watch out for: Kung Fu Can Be Fun by Anona Wynn.
Percy Thrower's latest, Marrow Stuffing for Pleasure and Profit.
And a political history of the British Empire incorporating Six Things to Do with Rhubarb by Jimmy Young. You may be right, sir, but that does leave another five. Meanwhile, in an army barracks, underneath the lamplight by the barricade, darling, I...
Shut up, Tim.
Sorry?
Well, Captain Bunsen, I hope you'll enjoy it here. We have quite an active social life in the mess. Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays, we have bridge and snooker tournaments. Tuesdays, Thursdays and Saturdays, we have dances.
Actually, sir, I don't play games and I don't dance.
Are you a poof?
No, sir.
In that case, you're not going to enjoy Sundays much, either.
Hand me the megaphone. I am going to announce our next guest.
Once in a lifetime, show business produces a legend. I'm sorry. I thought it was going to be Michael Foot. Once in a lifetime, show business produces a legend. A man who can sing, dance, act, play any instrument, compose, juggle, conjure. Once in a lifetime. According to my watch, we're due for one in about 8 weeks. In the meantime, here is the man voted 3 years the cuddliest soprano in Didsbury, Georgie Fame!
Children have eyes to see the world
as it is or how they would like it to be. If they could, they would make it a magical place with Christmas trees, and the birds and bees would be creatures that fly in the sky. Until suddenly...
that old rock and roll gets into their soul. They don't know why, they're never gonna cry no more. Makes them come alive, shaking, jumping, jive. They don't know how, they're grooving down like never before. Yesterday kids went out to play, now they're runaway, never hear them say please. Well, they were cool, digging nursery school, round the clock, they hit the ladder, rock and roll. Hep, 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 hep. The kids went out to play, now they're runaway, never hear them say please. Oh boy, they were school in school, around the clock, they hit the go to rock and roll. Hey, 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 hey.
Became the sweetheart of the forces, I'll never know.
I didn't come on this show to be insulted, you know.
Well, there's no other reason.
Well, thank God she's gone. Who's on next?
Lindsay Dipple.
Who?
Lindsay Dipple.
You mean Lindsay DePaul?
Soon to be known as Lindsay Junkin.
John, you live in a fantasy world.
I know, and even there, the gas board are digging up the road outside.
Don't they just? Stand by for a sad news flash.
Oh, dear.
Last night, Frankie Vaughan finally got behind the green door and they'd all gone home.
Hello?
Frankie Vaughan here.
What a nasty thing to say about anybody.
Oh, well, in that case, give me my lawyer, give me my brief, and leave the rest to me. Trousers have gone again. I'll phone you back.
Could you hand me the megaphone, sir? Thank you.
I would like to introduce Miss Lynn.
Oh.
Miss Lindsay. Oh. Miss Lindsay, no. Oh.
What's happened to him?
I think his voice is broken.
Oh, don't be rotten, Tim. I think he's fainted.
Oh, sweep him in the corner. I'll do it. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Dipple will now...
Get off! Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Lindsay Dipple!
Thank you very much. Very slow. once again I'll get my coat and go a lonely wallflower waiting by the wall without the will power to face the music at all. Please, won't somebody dance with me? Start up a romance with me. Just someone to care. Someone somewhere for a dance with me. I feel so silly in my patent shoes. So many partners, but none of them will choose a lonely wallflower, growing very tired into the small hours and feeling undesired. Please, won't somebody dance with me? Start up a romance with me. Just someone somewhere, someone who'll dare take a chance with me.
There was nothing like Frankie Vaughan.
What?
Well, that was your impression of Frankie Vaughan. It was terrible.
That wasn't me. That was Lindsay DePaul.
Well, Lindsay DePaul's impression of Frank... Who?
John, don't faint again.
Why?
Every time you do, the sound effects man has to throw himself on the floor.
The dry rot in the studio. He's finished up in the basement twice.
Yeah. He landed on Charlie Chester's jokes and they've gone all flat.
Oh, that's what did it.
I say, you chaps, I've just been handed a chitty.
Some people have all the luck.
No, it's a memo from the Director General. On the summer show, would you please do a medley of Hello Cheeky songs? I'll be in Mallorca myself, but it might upset the neighbours who've been awkward about the blackberry bushes. Must close now. Love to Iris. Ho, ho, ho. Know what I mean.
Very well, Squire. If that's what you want, that's what you shall have.
A medley of the songs that have made this programme the squalid travesty it is. Thank you, Maestro. Oh, I'm sorry, it's you, Dennis.
Moon over Romford, you're driving me insane. For I'm lonely once again. Beneath your light, oh moon over Romford, as you shine from up above, are you shining on my love there in the night? Will I find her up in Ilford? Is she down in Forest Gate? Has she fled away from Wanstead? Have I left it all too late? Oh, moon over Romford, take a message for her, please. say I'm praying on my knees here in the dark. And if only she'll return, then once more our love will burn as bright as your light in Manor.
Where are the lads of the village tonight? Where have they been all day? Well, word's got around and they're out on the town, enjoying themselves in a brand new way. They're tickling Mrs. Adcock with the lettuce while Mr. Adcock's working at the mill. You might have thought it was euphoria jumping on Victoria, but take it from me, there never will be a better kind of thrill than merely tickling Mrs. Adcock with the lettuce. Believe me, lads, it really fills the bill. I met a chap the other night, I swear the Prince of Wales. I said, where are you off to, Gov, in your top hat and your tails? Is it bingo at the palace or the January sales? He said, I'm tickling Mrs. Echo with a lettuce while Mr. Echo's working at the mill.
He's had his leg off
while Mr. Echo's working at the mill.
He's fallen over
while Mr. Adcock's working at the mill.
Darling, have the charm of 2 weeks on a cattle farm or underneath a wrestler's arm. But you're mine, dear, heaven help me. You, my darling, have, I feel, all the warmth and sex appeal of a rather bad performing seal. But you're mine, dear, heaven help me. Your hair that flows all down your back is beautiful, long and red. But why, dear, is there such a lack of hair upon your head? In time, my dear, I've come to see that you have surely grown on me like fungus on a rotting tree. But you're mine, dear, heaven help me.
Friday evening, about a 8:30. Forget about the bingo, you don't want to be late. Better call your baby on the telephone. Everybody's stomping at the W Dome. They do a bow dance all around the floor. They sit 3 out and then they try one more.
Rub-a-dub-dub, they're jumping at the club.
Hey there, mama, bring the vapor up. The joint is really jumping at about 9:30. By then they're really flying on the old tonic wine. One old chap gets up and does the lancers on his own.
Everybody's stopping at the W and Jones.
The surgical stocking, you're rocking and roll. When you need a helper, man, you really got soul.
Look at old Gus, he's making a fuss.
Hey there, mama, bring your surgical truss.
Stopping at the W and Jones.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stopping at the W.
Where's me teeth?
Stopping at the W.
Oh, Mrs. Oskin.
Stopping at the W and Jones. Rub it up, dub.
One more time.
I don't think I can.
I say.
What?
Have you heard the producer is buying us a drink after the show?
Really?
Yes, one between us.
Well, I can't come. I've made a date with a glamorous nurse for tonight. She's a West Indian.
Jamaica?
No, Martinique, actually. Oh, dear.
Hello?
Hello, this I'm a glamorous nurse from the West Indies.
well. Give us a kiss.
You mean you believe me?
Certainly, darling.
It's Am Hello Cheeky I'm phoning.
Yes, darling?
Oh, well, I'm not wasting a twopence. I'll see you outside after the show.
How will I know you?
I'll be the one wearing the black stockings.
Ladies and gentlemen, singing to hide a broken heart brought about by my rejection of her for a glamorous West Indian nurse.
Hello, everybody.
Miss Lindsay DePaul.
Others may come and others go, only by now I hope you know. When I'm alone with you and I look in your eyes, it's no surprise. If there's a place for me, I only want to be alone with you. Others may come and others go, only by now I hope you know. When I'm alone with you and I look in your eyes, it's no surprise. If there's a place for me, I only want to be alone.
And now, from the BBC archives, here is a recording of an historic occasion. That was the last performance of Fiddler on the Roof.
Here is a newsflash. It was announced this morning that Des O'Connor has been kidnapped. The kidnappers left a note saying unless they received £100,000 in used notes, he would be returned.
Hello?
One of the kidnappers here, he's been singing to us all morning. The price has changed.
How much?
£20.
Oh, that's not much.
I know, but it's all we can afford.
Max, the sound effects man, is signalling from the box. First in the pub, after the show, order him around. What do you want, Max? Small port. A draft bit, Yeah. and a scotch on the rocks. Anything for you, Max?
I think he's had enough.
Continuing our ramble through the vast storehouse of good music, we open the wrong door and find Long John Baldry.
That isn't the way to speak to a guest, Barry. This is the way to speak to a guest. Baldry, get over there and sing a song.
Oh, very well, but this next song has got rather an intellectual content and will probably be over Barry Cryer's head.
If you stand up to sing it, it'll be over everybody's head.
Before I continue, might I inquire what you three have done with the other four dwarves and Snow White?
Oh. This'll put him in his place. Ladies and gentlemen, Long John Baldry!
Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene, good night. Irene, I'll see you in my dreams. Everybody singing. Irene, good night, Irene. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene, good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Now last Saturday night, we got married. Me and my wife settled down. Now me and my wife, we are parted. I think I'll take a stroll downtown. Everybody singing now. Irene, good night, Irene. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene, good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Now stop your rambling and quit your gambling. Stop staying out late at night. Go home to your wife and your family. And stay by the fireside bright. Let me hear you singing now.
Irene, good night, Irene. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene, good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams.
Now sometimes I've lived in the country. Sometimes I've lived in the town. Sometimes I get the notion that I'll jump in the river and drown. Let me hear you singing now.
Irene, good night, Irene. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene, good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams.
Pianissimo. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you. Lovely singing, thank you.
Would you believe it?
Louis XIV was known as the Sun King.
Henry II was known as the Scholar King.
And Ethelred the Unready was known as the...
Hang on, I won't be a minute.
King.
Talking of kings, hi fans. Dennis. Dennis, King of Melody here. Did I ever tell you my grandfather died of music on the brain? A piano fell on his head. Never let you down, do I, fans? Oh, it was always a first time. Hi-ho, Silver!
How he's trained a piano to do that, I'll never know.
Yeah, he hits it with a walking stick and feeds it bits of fish.
I tried that on the wife. Worked awfully well.
You can't play the Moonlight Sonata on her, though, can you?
My private life is my own concern.
I'm sorry.
Speaking of your wife, you're all alone tonight, are you?
No, I've always got Kenny Ball to fall back on.
Go on, then.
I wouldn't have minded, but I sat on me mute.
For those of our listeners who don't know what a trumpeter's mute is, it's what Kenny Ball just sat on, and it's not a pretty sight.
Hang on, Kenny. I'll just run you down to St. Ludicrous Hospital for the removal of trumpet mutes.
Oh, you're a nice girl.
Carruthers?
Yes, sir?
The natives are damn restless tonight.
I know, sir. I put itching powder in their loincloths.
Hey, you chaps. Kenny's all right. He's resting in the Harry James ward.
What was that?
That was me being discharged from hospital.
You're right, Ken.
Yeah, they've told me to take it easy for a little while and avoid Ackerbilk as much as possible.
Hello?
Ackerbilk here.
Hello, Ack.
I should like to pray Strangers in the Night.
You mean Stranger on the Shore?
Sorry, wrong number.
So much for entertainment. All right, Ken, are you ready to play?
Yes, the boys and I would like to play Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor.
It says here strutting with some barbecue.
Sorry, wrong number.
Kenny, Ackbilt's just done that joke.
Well, I hope he has the same trouble as clarinet that I'd be my mute.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Ball and his jazz men.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kenny Ball and Jasmine.
Tim, it's not Jasmine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hydrangea.
No.
Orange blossom? Lilac? Clematis?
Tim.
Coltsfoot?
Tim!
Yes?
Excuse me. Thank you, Kenny Ball and the Jasmine.
Well, you're not giving Jasmine a mention, then.
Who's Jasmine?
The clarinet player.
I thought his name was Andy.
On parade is on parade, and off parade is off parade.
At this point in the programme, I was going to do an analysis of Pete Murray's handwriting, but we couldn't get the toilet wall into the studio. So instead, with the aid of this Liberty bodice and a photograph of the royal family, Mr. Cryer, spinster of this parish, will endeavour to give you his impression of John Wayne as Mrs. Miniver. This is the scene where Walter Pigeon has just flown over the garden and ruined the washing.
Hello, darling. I'm expecting a baby.
Murray, have you seen this item in the paper about an Irishman who streaked through a nudist colony in an overcoat?
No, what does it say?
Well, now, it says...
And later on BBC Two, a frog will be discussing David Attenborough's sex life. Hello?
I'd like to complain about that last joke.
Are you a frog or David Attenborough?
Just a moment, I'll check. I'm green and covered with warts.
Answer the question, are you a frog or David Attenborough?
Here, give me that sound effect of a telephone. Attenborough, you're the smart ass who knows all about wildlife. I bought 3 goldfish last week and they died.
Did you change the water in the bowl?
What bowl?
Hello, I'm a goldfish.
Get off the line, I'm talking to this frog.
I'm not a frog, I'm David Attenborough.
Can you prove that?
Certainly. Have a word with my brother Richard.
Hello, Richard.
Wee, wee.
Oh, in that case, I apologise. By the way, Richard, I thought you were awfully good in séance on a wet afternoon.
Oh, wee.
Yeah, he caught a cold on that. That's why he's got a frog in his throat.
Get off!
And now, in response to many requests from Slasher, Butch, and the rest of Pan's people... We know something you don't know. Here is the Hello Cheeky Choral Society with They Call the Wind Mariah. Hello, Mariah!
How long has this nonsense been going on?
How dare you, Geordie? We're on our 3rd series. We're sweeping the country.
So did Fluen. I didn't enjoy that either.
Give me that megaphone. Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful Georgie Fane! Oh!
Once upon a time, I didn't need you so. It would have been so easy then for me to turn and go. But now there's no leaving you, I know that for a fact. I'm at the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turning back. I told myself you'd always be a habit I could break. But now one day without your kiss, it would be so hard to take. You just can't get off a train that's chugging on down the track. I'm at the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turning back. I might have said bye-bye, but that was at the start. Now I think I'd rather die than be the one to say we'll part. Maybe you will break my heart, or maybe you'll be true. No matter what the future brings, I've got to see it through. Maybe your love for me was nothing but an act. I'm at the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turning back. Thank you.
your pretty little eyes. I think I'd rather die than be the one to say bye-bye. If you're gonna break my heart, maybe you'll be true. No matter what the future brings, I've got to see it through. Maybe your love for me was nothing but an act. Remember, we were too young and we did not know. And now you say we don't love me no more. My wig is about to blow. I'm at the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turning.
Hello, Summer was written and performed by Tim Brooke Taylor, Barry Cryer and John Junkin. The music was supplied by the Dennis King Trio with a little additional help from Long John Baldry, Kenny Ball and his jazzmen, Georgie Fame and Lindsay DePaul. The programme was produced by David Atch and Richard Wilcox, and the script was actually written by me and Barry because Tim was away filming for some rotten television show.